Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Let's see, that's interesting because people at home didn't get to hear that, though. But so actually, when you tell someone to go up in pitch on the bass.
Sure. Yeah, I have students. A lot of times they'll say, well, that sounds a little flat. Let's go up in pitch. And up in pitch means they have to go. Now I'm confused. They have to go down towards the ground to actually go up on the bass, if that makes sense. I'm confused now.
Let's illustrate now. To go up in pitch.
Yes.
Go up in pitch.
Here's a pitch.
Yeah. Now go up. But you're actually going down.
Yeah,
you're going down.
Yes.
I'm going. My finger is moving down towards the ground.
But you're a great teacher. I can tell from that.
Thank you.
That's easy to understand. You're going towards the ground, and you're going down. But you're actually going
up in pitch.
About that, Jeff Hammond, bassist. See, with the piano, you can't really explain. There's nothing they're going to learn easily on a piano.
No, not at all.
No.
You might as well give it up and just go to the drums.
Yeah, I don't want to think. I wasn't ignoring you, but it's a very,
no,
that's complex, whereas he's got just a few strings to worry.
Yeah.
All you really need is big hands.
Well,
and he can play the bass.
Hands of stone.
Hands of stone.
That's what they call him. Jeff Hands of Stone.
Hands
Hammond.
Of stone, balls of fury. Jeff Hammond. Do you know what a gallon nipper is? No. Is there a cordon nipper and a gallon nipper? I have no idea what I'm talking about. St. Paul, Nancy Reed Hendricks. A gallon nipper? Am I saying that right? What's the plural of that? Nipperum.
Gallons nipper.
Gallons nipper?
Gallon nippers.
Gallon nippers. That makes more sense, actually. And Noah, what is that?
It's a mosquito. It's a very large mosquito. They have some in Florida now.
We have them here. I've seen some big ones. They have stripes on them. It might be a sparrow or something.
I don't think they're up here yet. We occasionally see some that are almost that big here. Yeah.
Are you in mosquitoes for a living?
Why, yes, I am.
What do you do with mosquitoes? You just like a circus act or something with mosquitoes?
No, we have other people in the organization that do that, though.
Really?
Yeah, we have a mosquito suit that people march in parades with when we're in parades, and people cheer us and say, yay.
Are there mosquitoes in the suit?
No, there's a person who works for mosquito control.
Well, and they do, like with bees, you know, those guys would have bees all over their face and something like that, and some guy does mosquitoes all over his face.
Ooh, we try not to do that.
That'd be cool if you weren't, you know, if you didn't have a problem with that.
Well, you might, there's a word, it's called exsanguination. It's when you lose so much blood that you pass out.
Yeah.
That might happen if you tried to do that with mosquitoes like they do with bees.
You wouldn't get that even from a large mosquito, though, would you? I mean,
it takes tons and tons of mosquitoes to drain that much blood out of you, yes.
Is that happened? Is that recorded where someone was bitten by so many mosquitoes simultaneously they passed out?
It happens to some wildlife in Alaska.
Oh, to wildlife.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yep. And actually, I think it's happened to some birds in Wisconsin, but that was from biting gnats, black flies, not mosquitoes.
Oh, the black flies, they can carry off a good-sized animal.
Oh, yeah. Well, this.
They work together.
Yeah. Yes, yes. The small birds have a little trouble with that.
So you're in the, it says here, Metro Mosquito Control. So you're in St. Paul in the Metro Control District?
Yep. We cover the seven counties in the metropolitan area.
Spray people's homes and stuff, or what do you do?
Well, mostly we've got biological controls that we put in the water so we catch them when they're larvae before they come out as adults.
What about birth control for mosquitoes? Have you tried that approach?
Well,
planned mosquito hood, is that involved in that?
Well, it's more like diet pills for mosquitoes. it's like stomach flu, only it's fatal.
Yeah. Well, I think with counseling they could get over the need for blood. There must be other ways of raising a brood without actually drawing blood.
But there are some mosquitoes that eat so much when they're larvae in the water that they can actually lay some eggs without drawing blood.
That's what I'm saying. If we could encourage them and discourage the rest.
Yeah, yep, that would be good. But they kind of run out after a while, and then they start looking for more food.
Okay, so anyhow, a gallon nipper is one type of mosquito.
Yes, it's one type of mosquito.
And how many? Because I notice here, just in my backyard, I have some time on my hands occasionally. I noticed that there are dozens of varieties of mosquitoes.
You're very observant, yes. Yeah.
They're little tiny ones, and they're little ones with stripes on them, and they're big, scary ones.
Oh, yeah. We
might be hummingbirds.
We have over 50 kinds in Minnesota. I'm not quite sure how many species there are down here in Wisconsin.
Oh, but we have at least that.
Yep, yep. And there's some that come out just in the spring. There's some that will come out after every rain.
Yeah. Very nice to. This is more than I ever thought I'd learn about mosquitoes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
And
thank
you're welcome.
You for all you do. Those darn mosquitoes. Mosquitoes. And I'm told if you do not exhale, mosquitoes will not bother you. So that's what I try to do around them. I stop breathing. So that's a little tip. Is that effective?
Yeah.
Yes, very effective. Okay. Michael Faust, who's a painter here in Madison. He's 44 years old. I didn't remember asking, but that's fine. That's nothing. Why do I keep getting older while co-eds don't? Okay, well, that's... First of all, we don't say co-eds anymore because my daughters are going to school here. So let's just drop that whole thing. But I understand what you mean. Living in Madison is a horrible thing because you're the only one getting older. You know, it drives you crazy. I mean, it drove me crazy years ago, and it gets worse. It only gets worse. Now, where is Michael? Let's see how he's dealing with this. Michael Faust. 44, huh? That's nothing, man. You think that's old? Get up here a second. All right, pretty good?
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get that one right.
It's true, though, isn't it? Living in Madison is something because it's all these people, and a lot of them look like people you knew in college some years ago, like 40, you know. I mean, it's getting out of hand. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I used to be one, and I don't know when I left the bubble, but I did. Yeah. Just being up on the campus lately, having to work now, I just noticed that I'm not part of that group anymore.
You noticed that? It just occurred to you recently.
Yeah, well, it didn't occur to me. It had to be explained.
That's all right. They tear up those letters after 5 or 10 years.
Thanks, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Mike.
Good man. You're a good man. Michael Faust. It's true, though. Isn't that true? Who else lives here in Madison? Isn't that true? I mean, it's like you feel like you're the only one aging. It's a very horrible, horrible, horrible feeling. Let's see. Do you want to see my tomato? You bet. I sure do, whatever it means. I'm hoping it's a metaphor. But if it's a tomato, that'd be fine, too, because I...
It's not a metaphor.
Not a metaphor? Oh, it's grotesque. Oh, it's just grotesque. Why would you... Do you carry that around with you? Or?
It's a goiter.
No, I just bought it at the farmer's market.
They sold that to you?
$6.
$6 for a deformed mega tomato? It's like a bunch of tomatoes all in one, and it's...
It's actually one tomato. I asked the gentleman who sold it to me. He said it's one tomato, and it grew this way. And it actually does look like about 8 tomatoes, maybe all together. Yeah. We're going to slice it up and have it at our picnic this afternoon.
Well, don't invite me, please. I mean, it's grotesque.
I'm sorry.
If I give you $6, will you throw it away? Or
No.
Dumpster right out. And you are?
I'm Glenda.
I'm not going to shake your hand. You've been touching the tomato. Glenda and her tomato. Glenda and her amazing tomato, ladies and gentlemen. And that's right. It's not a vegetable. It's a fruit, right? It's a grotesque fruit. Did I say it was a grotesque vegetable? Maui. Maui. I see Maui here. Where's Tisha? From Maui. Hi. Are you still in Maui, or are you just visiting here? You're not in Maui anymore? I know you're in Wisconsin right now. I mean, I'm not totally dissociating. I guess you just stand up. It's a little easier. How are you?
Good.
Maui, you're from Maui?
I am from Maui.
You're born and grow up in Maui?
I grew up in Maui.
Why would you ever leave Maui?
Everybody asks me that question. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, can we talk through it or something? What is it? Were you somehow had to leave Maui for some reason?
No, came here for graduate school and stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin is sort of the Maui of the Midwest. But still, you know, it's
love the winters. That's why I came here.
Those two, huh?
Hate those two.
What's your field then?
I do research administration at the UW.
What is that, though?
I get to put a stamp of approval on behalf of the Board of Regents to the funders that support research for the UW.
Ooh, that's pretty important, then.
Yeah.
You're a good person to know if I was doing looking for funding for my research, right?
I'm not a good person, but you just have to be nice to me, yes.
Number one, I gotta be nice to you, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
Sure.
I wish I had some research. Anyone got some research here? What about this tomato? I think if we find out what causes that kind of thing in tomatoes, that'd be worth funding.
That would probably be worth funding, yes.
Okay. Anything I can answer for you?
No, this is the first time I'm at your show. My friend Michelle brought me. She's a big fan. So it's good to see your show. I like it.
Perhaps he'll fund us.
Sure.
We're funding on some basis. Sociology. This is sociology. Nice to meet you. Tisha from Maui. We have a singing psychotherapist. That's scary. Oh, that figures. I should have known that immediately. When I saw you, I should have thought, singing psychotherapist. Now, do you sing and you are a psychotherapist, or do you sing while being a psychotherapist?
It depends. Actually, I sing and I am a psychotherapist.
But I mean, is it part of the therapy?
No. No, it's not. But I've been able to use a lot of the skills that I acquired being in show business as a therapist, believe it or not.
Song and dance? Someone lies on the couch?
Absolutely. If people are depressed, sometimes I tell them you have to get up and do the crazy dance in order to move out of their depression.
Oh, okay. So you're a Freudian. I used to do the crazy dance, as I recall.
Cocaine. I don't.
The ego, the id, and the crazy dance, as I remember that.
Right.
Well, what sort of therapy is it that you do?
I actually have a practice down in the Chicago area, and
What brand is it? What genre?
I'm all over the place. Yes, I'm very eclectic because I don't think that there's a one size fits all type of therapy. It's whatever the client needs.
Cater to the client and bring out whatever they...
Because I don't have their answers. They have their answers.
That's what you tell them, right?
I know this for
a fact. You say your time is up, and then they have the money, and they have the answers. No.
I tell them I'm an option giver, and their inner voice will allow them to choose the option that's right for them.
Oh, I've heard that so often. I'm an option giver. I'm tired of option. No, that sounds like it's the way to go, I would think. And what sort of singing do you do?
Well, my very talented husband, Rich Mazel, and I actually had an event band since 1984, and he's been lucky enough to do music and nothing else besides music all his life, and I'm the one that branched out differently. So
you branched out from him?
Well, yeah, because...
At a certain point, you got to branch out from your husband.
Actually...
No matter who he is, right. Rich Mazel, anybody.
Yeah. But I started actually singing in Milwaukee, so I'm a Wisconsin girl originally, and worked a lot of jazz.
Are you working in something now?
We just finished up at the Custer Street Fair in Evanston. Our band always does that.
Oh yeah. What was the hit of the fair there? What did you belt?
I do a lot of different things, but there I actually did some classic rock stuff. Janis Joplin, that kind of stuff.
Did you? Yeah. Piece of my heart.
You know it.
Yeah. You guys know that?
No.
No.
Sorry. Thank
you very much. Good to see you again. How are you? Good. Excellent. I know Rich from years ago. Back in the day. Okay, 6th wedding anniversary. That's not so bad yet. Michelle from Cedarburg. Are you there with? Oh, that's him. Okay, I thought you were here alone on your 6th anniversary. That would be sad then. Alone on your 6th anniversary, because it can only get worse from there. Since Wisconsin in life. Oh, okay, Wisconsin. If you're given life in Wisconsin, it's what, 25 years? Is that so? That's good, how you're figuring.
Behavior.
Pardon me.
With good behavior, it's 25 years.
Okay. So if you get off with good behavior in your marriage, it's just 25 years.
Yeah.
I should be a free man. I serve my time.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. Is, you know, if life is a sentence, you know, 25 years, yeah, and we've got 6 years in, does that mean in 19 years with good behavior?
Yeah.
We should be.
We got it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I think you should maybe just do 12, 13.
Oh, okay.
If your behavior is real good. I mean, this, you know, you can't put up with this for long. Look at this guy.
That's right.
Yeah. 6 years.
Those have been short. Yeah. So shouldn't be any problem.
Yeah. This behavior.
Yeah. Was he your first, or is this the second or third?
Second. Yeah. Yeah.
Think there'll be three?
Well, it depends on if we make the 19.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I can't put a number on it. You know, he seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah. First six have been pretty good.
Yeah. Where did you two meet?
Church.
In church. You know, that hardly ever happens. Were you the preacher or the...
No. That's right. Yeah. Both involved in ministry and religious ed and things like that. So, yeah.
Are you a minister, though?
No.
A lay minister, perhaps.
That's correct.
Okay, no comment. And then, that's good. And then, and that's where you met, and then they started. Did you know it was him when you saw him?
Actually, I did. I was with someone else at the time, but when I met him, it was like, ooh, he was something special.
So you dumped him?
No, actually, it took about 10 years before we actually hooked up, and then...
Well, so he wasn't that special. He was special, but, you know, you can't...
I was still with the other person.
Yeah, he was special, too.
Well, not as much.
No, not as special. A
little less special.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
And your name is?
Michelle.
Michelle and?
Dennis.
Dennis, yes. Our couple of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle and Dennis. They were fated to be together. You win a very special prize for that.
That's right. Just in case you want to check the numbers on this sixth wedding anniversary, we'll send you home with finding your perfect soulmate or business partner. Learn more about yourself and others through the science of numbers. No?
No, give no? him some wine. What, are okay. you crazy?
Okay.
Science of numbers.
You can celebrate.
Give him the wine.
Okay. You can celebrate your sixth wedding anniversary with award-winning wines from the Wollersheim Winery, makers of the Wine of the Year at the San Diego International Wine Competition.
There you go. Celebrate that. Yeah. Congratulations to you on the sixth anniversary. Yeah. Hope I get there. Now, is this for real, going back to college with your daughter? Is that true? Because my daughter, you know, just went back and moved into her first apartment now, Nora. And it's so traumatic. And I was joking, well, maybe I'll go back to school, too, because I can audit courses now as a senior. You know, maybe get a room here at this point. Yeah.
The great thing is that's how you keep her close. You just tell her you're going to go to college, too, and she doesn't have to leave.
But they love that. They love it. If you say, I'm going to college with you, I mean, didn't your heart just leap?
So much so, yes.
So much so. It's still leaping. You can tell that. You can hear
that's why she's still sitting down there and I'm standing up over here.
Yeah.
The only question I had is how do we determine what we put on the door so we don't have a do not disturb sign? Like back in the day, you know what I mean?
Oh, the shame. Oh, the eye rolling and the blushing.
Sock on the doorknob.
Yeah, sock on the doorknob. No,
this is not going to be good. You've got to stop.
Transfer.
Can you transfer?
I already signed up for my classes yesterday.
Well, so. Can you transfer?
That's why I asked. Should I just drop out?
No, you can go there, but you're not going to room with her, are you?
Well, no, we're both in. We live at home. She lives at home with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I need to get out then and get a place. Talk to me. You know, there's some really nice places around town. My daughter found a nice place. She loved it.
I actually think living at home is the easiest option right now. It's cheap, and she does my laundry, so.
And she'll be in class most of the time. You'll be there alone. It's perfect.
Exactly, yeah. She's taking classes in the morning, and I take class in the morning. She takes class at night, so I never have to see her.
Sounds perfect.
Isn't that a great opportunity?
Yeah. And you are?
Lynn, and this is Katie.
Katie, how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Congratulations. Nice. Best
Thank
of luck to you
Thank
both.
You.
All right. There you go. Go back to school with your kids. All right, we're going to try another version of the What Do You Know quiz. Not that the first one wasn't good, it was great. But, for example, he didn't have a chance. Since he's the only one to raise his hand here? Okay, all right, fine. Come on down here. All right. Save me the trouble. Save me the trouble. Wait a minute. Will you stand downhill of me, would you? Stand right. Okay.
All right.
How are you?
I'm fine.
You are?
John.
John?
Yes.
Everyone's using one name now. I don't understand. They used to give the second name, but that's okay. John, what do you do in life as we know it?
I do research at the university.
What sort of research do you do?
I work with yeast.
We got a great funding idea over here. What do you do with the yeast?
Oh, look at it. Hope maybe someday I'll figure out something about genetic diseases from it.
Cool. John, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Oh, because I'm standing up.
I don't know. It's not a good reason. It is a good reason. Spiritually or something. Philosophically. Yeah, come on here, John. Yep, kind of guy. All right, John. So yeast?
Yes.
What sort of yeast do you work with?
Oh, the kind you bake and brew with.
That kind?
Yeah, but I don't bake or brew with it, so that's less exciting.
Well, I mean, technically, what are they called?
Oh, Saccharomyces cerevisiae.
Yeah, but really, what are they called?
Oh, well, baker's yeast, really.
Okay. Yeast is a big thing that they use, right? They use fruit flies in one area, and yeast is a very big area of study.
Yeah, and the fruit flies eat the yeast.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
Symbiotic. Okay. Why do they use yeast? Why are we studying yeast so much?
Why? It does great things on its own. You can use it for biofuels, and it's a lot like people.
How so?
We have a lot of the same genes. Things work the same way.
Really? As yeast?
Yeah. Be surprised. A lot of genetic diseases you can study in yeast.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What? John, stay out of this. What do you know about yeast?
What?
Yeast and humans are similar genetically?
Very similar, yes.
How many difference in the genes is there?
Well, humans have more genes. Yeast only have about 6,000, so humans have a lot more. Yeah. But they're very similar, the ones that they have.
How can that be? Yeah.
Well, we all evolved from the same thing way back in the day.
Okay, back in the day. Now you're talking about my childhood, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hear that from kids a lot now. No kidding.
Yes.
So yeast are suffering the same ways that a human might suffer?
No, they don't have joints.
They don't? Okay, joints, that's a big advantage for the yeast then. One for the yeast.
Yeah,
yeast.
No arthritis.
Isn't that interesting?
No existential ennui.
Nope, none of that either.
On yeast. On yeast. Okay, well, that's very interesting now. Have you always been in yeast?
About 10 years now.
Yeah.
So.
What did you do before yeast?
Ooh. I started in yeast, so I've stuck with it since.
Started with yeast? Do you think you'll always stay in yeast or go on to something?
Oh, I wouldn't mind staying in yeast.
Bread or cheese or something like that?
Yeast and bread.
Yeah, I know. So. That's all I know about it, really. Okay, played my hand. Well, that's very great. And that's at the UW here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Okay. John, someone out there, you're overqualified for this quiz, by the way, so just tamp it down just a little bit.
All right.
Someone out there play along with you after we figure out how that works, don't we? Sarah?
Yeah. People who want to play along, they pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669. That's also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW. Mm-hmm. And then you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay. What's all the hype about Hyperloop? Hyperloop has been in the news recently, or the Hyperloop. What's all the hype about? We want to know if you know that's the thing to tell us, right?
Yeah.
What's the number to call again?
The number is 1-800-942-5669.
Hyperloop. Go to the phones right now. Gail's on the line from Emporia, Kansas. Hey, Gail.
Hi.
How are you?
I am great.
Fantastic.
But I'm feeling really guilty about all the yeast I've killed in my life.
Yes, well, we all have, really, you know. They've been useful, though. They haven't died in vain. Okay, that's the best I've done so far today, anyhow. So, Gail, what's all the hype about the Hyperloop?
Well, they want to send California 700 miles an hour down something called a Hyperloop.
Okay, which is basically a pneumatic tube like they used to have in gimbals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Congratulations, Gail.
Yay!
All right, Gail.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Gail, John.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Okay, took a while, but. And Gail, what do you do these days?
I'm a paraeducator at Emporia Middle School. Go Junior Spartans.
Junior Spartans.
Yay! Yes.
Okay, so the two of you work as a team now, Gail and John. We're not competing here. We're cooperating. And we have various categories. Sarah,
yep.
Next.
And those categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Gail, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Current events.
Current events. All right. What icon was desecrated at the Iowa State Fair?
Oh, my. John.
An icon.
I'm not sure.
Choice?
Did you read about this? It was in the news everywhere. Isn't it? A very well-known, almost the symbol, I think, of the Iowa State Fair was desecrated. Desecrated. They cleaned it up, but it was
Could
desecrated.
Could it have been something?
I don't know.
Something like a giant ear of corn?
I like that.
I'm sorry, I guess you didn't hear about this. The butter cow.
Butter. Oh.
Yes, the People for Ethical Treatment of Butter Fat.
You're kidding.
Doused it in red paint or something. They cleaned it up or something, but it was desecrated. So that would be...
Oh, gross.
That's sadly zero right and one wrong.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll get over that.
Let's rally, John.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There are categories left. They are people, places.
Are there?
Yep. Things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
John?
Ooh. Maybe I'll embarrass myself by missing a science question.
All right. See if we got yeast here. No. Breastfeeders. This has been widely studied, breastfeeding, by the way. And breastfeeders tend to be either A, social climbers, B, cheese makers, or C, good dancers.
Social climbers, you think?
I don't know. I breastfed and I like to dance.
I like social climbers, though.
You like social
you
climbers,
You like social
though.
Climbers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll go with you.
And he's in yeast. Yes.
Yes.
Social climbers.
Thanks, John.
Or at least, you know, socially
upwardly
at ease.
Mobile.
I mean, at ease.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Upwardly mobile.
Good one.
That's one right and one wrong. And the categories that are left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay, Gail, back to you.
John, how do you feel about things you should have learned in school?
Oh, I was in school for a long time, so maybe.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Is calling someone a bird brain an insult or simply a truism?
Good question. What do you think, Gail?
I'm thinking it's a truism.
All right, I'll go with that.
So you're saying you think the brains are actually similar between a bird and a human?
They have similarities, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a truism. They're basically the same thing. One's got a beak hanging off it. That's the only difference.
That's two right and one wrong.
All right, okay. Well, this has turned around entirely, hasn't it?
It has, yeah.
What's left there, sir?
People, places, or odds and ends.
What do you think about odds and ends?
Oh, I like those.
All right, singing in a choir. When you sing in a choir, it syncs up one of the following. You go and get in sync in one of the following areas. Is it your menstrual cycle? Cycles? Heartbeats? Or internal clocks while singing in a choir?
I think it's going to be heartbeats. What do you think?
I think it's heartbeats, too. I think we have our own rhythm.
That's right, heartbeats. You did it. Congratulations.
John, you'll grill like the great quiz master himself. That's you, Michael, with a bag of genuine Kickapoo John's lump charcoal from Kickapoo John himself. Gail, read about Michael's somewhat less than heavenly conjugal visit to France and Spain, among other adventures in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts.
Did I write about
and
that?
Apparently everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. And both of you can savor the union of fresh tomatoes with zesty jalapenos, bell peppers, and onions in a jar of medium salsa from Sanchez Specialties, and keep your summer vacation visitors up all night playing What Do You Know, the party game, including the irrepressible Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
John, you did it. Thanks. That geese paid off. Gail, hang on. Thanks for playing. Congratulations. Just hang on for a minute and we'll catch up to you. Bye.
You can be part of the What Do You Know Live.